האישור חלק א' דף טס וו, פרגרף ד'. אוי לנו בזה דברים, we have more to say about this, כי לא יקשה הם נראים פשוטים וברורים. It is not as they appear to be, simple and straightforward. Indeed, הינם הנסתרים ורחוקים מאיתנו עד מאוד. These words that we have been discussing are hidden and very distant. מי מאיתנו נגע אי פעם בעבודה צפונה? Who among us has ever touched this concept of עבודה צפונה, the hidden עבודה? What it means is this, הלוי זה הסבטלוס כל הנגיוס. עבודה צפונה means the elimination of all ulterior motives, היעדר כל מחשבה על בני אדם, חברה, עולם, דאגה או שאיפה, אויבי ועשיד. Doing the mitzvahs and serving Hashem without any thought about other people, about society, about the world, about concerns that we have and aspirations, about the present and the future. Ach v'rak amitus ha-borei levad. Doing the avodah with the thought of the truth of the Creator alone. V'gam zoi, and even that, lo kedei lehasigo, lo kedei lehisbatel lefanav. Not in order to attain some of that truth, but to be mevatel oneself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi choyeshev al ze, umi higi al ze, who thinks about this and who achieves this, v'lu l'rega, and even for a moment. Ulam zoi mashma'u san shel chovos ele bevois. Nonetheless, that is the meaning of chovos ele bevois, v'zehu hamatzav hanafshi shel hamekayem osam. And that's the inner state of a person who fulfills chovos ele bevois. A concern, no concern rather, for any of these things, people, world, aspirations, concerns, nothing like that, just amitus habore. Nonetheless, we can understand this. We who are distant from these very high levels can understand the following. Mi shebehemes eipam naga be'avodat zifuna zoi. A person who ever even touched this type of avodat zifuna. Oilam chadash mizgale bekirboi. Discovers a new world within himself. Mamash meimad chadash b'mko shel adam. Literally a new dimension within a person's depth. Meimad ze einu nitpas oid v'tiorim miluliim. This dimension is no longer subject to verbal descriptions, and therefore the author doesn't even attempt to describe it. Mitoicha avoida tzifuna adam oimed al ha'olam ha'ilyon. From this hidden avoida, a person ascertains the supreme world. Hanoiseh ha'olam hazeh, that world which carries and sustains our world, in the same way that the soul sustains the body. Gam ze nichlal b'mashemu. This too is included in that statement in Brachos. Yevoi mi sheyesh bo chamisha dvarim halalu, v'yishabach lemi sheyesh bo chamisha dvarim halalu. Chazal was saying that let the neshama that has these five characteristics praise Hashem who has these five characteristics. This too is included in what we're saying. Mi shegilas anistar be'atzmoi. A person who's discovered this hidden aspect within himself, be'ikvois ha'avodah tzifuna, as a consequence of this hidden work, hu yechoy ladas ad kedei re'iyah chushis. He can know to the point of tangible seeing as ha'olam hanistar. He can see that hidden world, hashayach l'olam hazeh kmo ha'shamayim le'ha'oretz, which associates with this world as the heavens associate with this earth. Tanan beferek haro'e, we have a Mishnah there in Brachos Daf Nun Daled. Kol chisemei brachos shebamikdash. Those who used to, the way that we used to conclude a bracha in the base of Mikdash. Hayomerim ad ha'olam. The conclusion used to incorporate the words ad ha'olam. Mishekilkilu ha'tzedoikim. Once the Sadducees erred, ve'amru ein olam el echad and claimed there's only one world, no olam abba. Hiskinu shiyomerim min ha'olam v'ad olam. So the Chachamim of that generation enacted a slightly different formulation, min ha'olam v'ad olam. Rashi comments, v'ashmu'inen hacha, the Mishnah teaches, the b'mikdash rishoin lo ha'yomerim ela baruch Hashem elokei Yisrael ad min ha'olam. In the era of the first Beis HaMikdash, the formulation was more brief, ad olam. V'chulei, then hiskinu Ezra v'si'atoi, in the time of Ezra and his colleagues, they enacted Shayomri min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam lomar sheshnei olamo yesh, a longer formulation, min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam, to emphasize the fact that our world is not alone, lehoitzi milev ha'tzedokim ha'kufrim b'schiyas ha'misim, to deny, to counteract the opinion of the tzedokim who denied tchiyas ha'misim. העניין מסבאר בספר את נפש החיים להגון רב חיים מוולוז'ין. So the matter is elaborated, explained in נפש החיים. במקדש הראשון, שעשה השראס השכינה בשלמוס, in the first bit, the מקדש where the divine presence rested there with perfection, ועל מן הסתים מן היום יסחבין עם הנגלויס, where hidden worlds connected with the revealed worlds, וראו כולם שמה כאחד, and one could see that they're really all one. היו אומרים רק עד העולם. It was sufficient to say עד העולם, because people saw one world, that the various types of worlds, spiritual and physical, combined and fused into one. ובבייס שני, in the second base of מקדש העבר, שחסר חמישה דברים, as Chazal say, there were five things missing in the second base of מקדש, ולא כל עלמא השיגו אחדוס. And not everyone could perceive the unity of all the worlds, וקלקלו המקלקלין, and there were those with incorrect השקפה about these matters, הסכינו לומר מן העולם ועד העולם. So the חכמים enacted to say מן העולם ועד העולם, להריץ על כל פנים, to teach at least this, שלא זה העולם הוא עיקר אלא תפל, that our world is not the עיקר, it's secondary. הרי באמס העולם הנגלה והעולם הנסתר מעולם אחד. What we're learning is that the revealed world in which we live and the hidden world, they really are one. וכמוי שגוף ונפש אדם אחדם. Just like a human being is one entity in which there is a body and soul. בסקופה סבייס הראשון, מששו כולם בידיים ממש לסוכניוס העולם. In the era of בייס הראשון, one could feel the spiritual element in our world. בייס המקדש עמד על תילוי, בייס המקדש סטוד, הייס הנבואה, בתקופה ההיא, in that era, היה מן הנמנע להסכחש למציאות העולם העליון. It was impossible to deny the reality of that spiritual world. עוצמס ההרגשה בעולם הרוחני, that powerful sense of the spiritual world, הביאה לידי תאויס בעבודה. Because one could not deny its existence, the mistake here manifested itself as a mistake in avodas Hashem. Kitzetzu b'netiyos, this is a phrase from Chazal. There were mistakes in terms of hashkafa. V'yichasu metzius atzmais lekochos rochaniyim milevado yisborach. And what happened is that an independent existence was ascribed to various spiritual forces other than Hashem. This is a time when there's avodah zara. Aval kfira hayta bilti afsharisa. It was impossible to deny the existence of Hashem. Ach bevayis hasheni, however, in the Second Temple era, shuv lo haya gilui hashchena mushlam. The revelation of that spiritual element wasn't perfect. Hishava pirud ben ha'olam hanir'e la'inayim uven ha'olam ha'elyon. There was now a separation between the world that could be seen, the tangible physical world, and the supreme world. המסבוינן והעובד, those who contemplated deeply, those who were immersed in עבודת השם, יכול להרגיש ביחוד העולמות גם בבייס השני, could still, even in בייס השני, sense the unity of the various worlds, אבל הרגשה חושיס בזה שלא היה נחלס כל הדור. But it was no longer tangible. Not the entire generation could share in that sense. רק אז יכלו הצדוקים לומר אין עולם אלא אחד. It's only then, in second, in the time of the second base of Midash, that הצדוקים could say there is only one world. וצילומו יש העולם הספשתה חוכמס היווני הארור ותלמידיו הרשעים. And the manifestation in the wider world was the spreading of the philosophy of the accursed Greek. The reference here is to Aristotle and his תלמידיו הרשעים, שאינם מאמינים אלא במה שאינם רואים. Who refused to believe in anything that was not accessible to their senses. Kevitui HaRamban, this is how the Ramban puts it. As Hiskinu Nusach, that's when the renewed formulation was innovated. Baruch Hashem Elokesel min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam. Lehamidenu al ha'emes, to emphasize this truth, ki olam ruchani elyoin oimed al gabei ha'olam hazeh nir'eh la'ayin. That there's a supreme spiritual world over and above this world which we access with our own eyes. ולא רק שאין לנו להכחיש חס וחלילה את מציאות העולם העליון, not only must we not deny that existence, the existence of that world, או להפריד בין העולמות, or separate the two worlds and see them as independent. But to emphasize that we need to know about this hidden world to the point of tangible knowledge of it. That's the aim. Who knows? That's the intent of the Ramban when he says, "Ki mitzvois olam v'ad olam." The mitzvois were given to us for both worlds. V'tiyezois kavanas kol mitzvois, meaning that the intent, the objective of all mitzvois is lechaber es olamos v'ilechadim, to join the two worlds, to make them one. Ki chol mitzvah mekareves esanu l'olam ruchani. Every mitzvah draws us closer to that spiritual world, u'mashisha esanu sham, and roots us there. והכוונה בכל זה, the intent in all of this, לרימם אויסנו מעל לתפיסה הגשמיס, to raise us above our perception of everything as being physical, והשאיפה לעולם הזה, and that aspiration for עולם הזה, ולהאיר עולמנו זה וגופנו, and to illuminate our world and our body, באויר עליון, with the supreme light, ונוים זיו קדושת חיי עולמים, and the pleasant sensation of the spiritual nature, the holiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad kan.